As someone new to any financial market, it's quite disorienting to plunge in and ride the wave. Definitely, many will look for guidance on how to understand the quirks of each respective market, yet many will take advantage of the person's inexperience and gullibility. Today, we tackle the journey of one of the newer traders on how he started and how he has expanded his abilities. Hi, my name is Bonnie Ditok, and with me is my co-host, Alcuin Papa. Hi, Alcuin.
Hi, hello. Welcome to Trend Spotting in the PSE.
So, for today, medyo parang balik tayo sa basics, no? And with us today is one of our newer traders. Parang fresh out of college, pag hindi pa ito graduate from college, eh. With us today is one of the newer traders, Miko Go Sol Cruz. Welcome, Miko, to our show.
Hi, Sir Bonner, Sir Alcuin. It's a great honor and pleasure to be here today, po. Thank you for the invitation.
The pleasure is ours.
Mm-hmm. Ayun. So, syempre, first things first, medyo tataka kami. Are you still in college or you already graduated?
I'm currently a fourth-year business management undergrad in De La Salle University, TAF.
So, graduating na.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last term ko na po, next term.
Siyempre, on one hand, it's a bit early. Sa tingin ng iba, it's a bit early for you to get yourself involved in financial markets. Mm-hmm. At the same time, yung mga veterano tulad ko, no, natutuwa ako na, uy, buti naman habang maaga pa, gusto nang pumasok para matuto na kaagad. So, mm-hmm. What got you interested in trading financial markets?
The first time I learned about the financial markets was back in 2019 when I read the book The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. After reading the book, I started reading newspapers in the school library before my first class po. Then sometime late January 2020, I came across news on MWC or Manila Water Company. I forgot what it was about, but I remember I entered around 9.80 and immediately sold around 13, which gave me a 32% gain. Unfortunately, I was only using fake money for practice, but that experience made me realize that if I was able to do that, kahit chamba, baka kaya ko ulit-ulitin kung matuto ako. So that experience intrigued me. The extent that I wanted to know more about how to prudently invest or trade in the financial markets.
Pero kahit na fake money yun, what was your basis to decide to buy that?
Yung news mismo, sir.
News, okay, okay. So, from that time up to now, pahikwento mo nga, what is your journey ba from that time that you started trading yung fake money, as you say, up to where you are now?
Actually, sir, I started trading with real money in May 2020. At that time, I was just applying the lessons I learned from YouTube channels and a few books like How I Made $2 Million in the Stock Market by Nicholas Darvos. But my mistake was that I became overconfident and overestimated my ability to make good trades, which at the time was only based on wins on investor grounds.
So, Miko, tell us something about your trading strategy.
When I started investing and trading with my money, my trading tended to be subjective and inconsistent. So my strategy during this time was whenever the price bounces from the 20 MA, and if the price breaks from the Darvas box, it's a buy. And if the price breaks down from the 20 MA, it's a sell. But I didn't really follow my plan. I also took profits too early without looking at the bigger picture. So an example is my trade on Dito last June 8, 2020. I entered at 2.52 and immediately sold at 2.66, giving me a 5% upside. So fear caused me to sell early. But then I saw Dito was continuing to go up. So nung June 23, I entered again at 3.17 and sold at 3.76, giving me a 15% upside. Back then, I was also experiencing more losses, which frustrated me and pushed me to reflect on the reasons behind these losses. Then, I remember Sir Bonner messaged me on June 20 to ask how my trading was so far. I replied that my trading so far was okay, but I had two losses. So kinamusta rin kita, sir, that time, I remember. He told me that he just had a big win. So I asked him what his strategy or criteria on buying the stock was. Sir told me that he simply looked at the chart, saw the pattern, and went for it. So I asked, sir, what stock he traded? He replied, Dito. Then I replied that I was able to buy Dito, but I sold too early. I asked him what price he sold it for. He said 3.7. So after our short chat about our trade on Dito, he informed me about his upcoming webinar. And I'm grateful because his teachings made a huge difference in helping me conceptualize my strategy and create my own technically based system, trading system, that is fit to my trading style with good risk management and adequate adaptability in various markets. One of the basic strategies that I use in trading is looking at the security in a long-term picture, gradually working toward the shorter term. Then after knowing the trend's direction, I draw the support and resistance areas. I also try to find patterns, if any. And with patterns, the more obvious they are, the better, because there's a higher likelihood for other traders to see the same while looking at the security. And in this way, it gives you some insight on the market psychology and sentiment. Lastly, I also check the indicators such as the volume, which is secondary to the price, the moving averages, and the MACD, or moving average convergence divergence. And if the trader is interested in seeing it in a wider perspective, he or she may consider analyzing the PSEI and the different sectors such as the mining sector. An example can be checking the global commodity prices to see if there's any correlation. I think Sir Louis also mentioned this back in episode 3 nung tinanong niyo po si Dr. Carl and Sir Louis what their trading strategy is. I won't go in depth or into detail, but I highly recommend that everyone listen to their answers and also listen to the other traders that they interviewed because they have more experience in trading. And I remember my first good trade was Dito as well. And that was around early August 2020 when it was forming a bullish cup and handle. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to ride the succeeding rallies mid-October to early December of that year because I was in PXP, RLC, and BSC.
So what do you think was the lesson that you learned there?
I'm thankful though that I missed that opportunity because that taught me that I should reanalyze a stock to see if it's just resting or consolidating. And regardless, there would inevitably be times where I would have to accept that I missed good opportunities. So this lesson drove me to study more. Then I was profitable in 2020, but I suffered a huge loss in March 2021 because of connectivity problems, which resulted in me not being able to sell at my cut loss. But the good thing is, I was able to return my investors' money with upside before I damaged my own portfolio. So this made me reflect and re-strategize. Then while I was reflecting or meditating, I remembered Sir's advice to prioritize securing quality trades over possible gain because the goal of a successful trader is to make the best trades. So money will follow as an afterthought as a byproduct of prudent trades. So that advice made me think of taking a break from the market for a while and at the same time, take the time off as an opportunity to expand my knowledge on the financial markets.
So what was the result of your time out?
After reading the books that Sir Chuck recommended and researching the authors that Sir Bonner mentioned in our chat and in the webinars, I started building interest in trading Forex. But I was aware that it was going to be a fairly difficult journey. But luckily, at this point, I was well-equipped with skills and perspectives that made adapting easier. So some of the many skills that I learned from Sir Bonner are to approach the market with an open mind, to develop the ability to recognize patterns by analyzing the price chart, volume, momentum, market breadth, and other parameters. So the ability to conduct chart analysis was instrumental due to the fact that technical analysis is applicable in all markets. I knew I just had to strictly follow my trading plan and learn how to adjust to the varying degrees of volatility in other markets.
Easier said than done.
True. So currently, I'm trading the Philippine stock market and Forex.
Forex?
Okay. Mm. Aramico, when you tell people that you trade the stock market, meron ba silang kakaibang reaction? Do they say, oh, you're too young for that? Hindi naman.
Oh, wala sir, kasi wala naman ako masyadong sinasabihan. Only my family knows that I trade.
Tapos, daming kong questions eh. Tapos, in your course ba, do you discuss the stock market or may mga lectures ba on the stock market?
None, sir.
That in school? Wala.
Wala po.
Kulang talaga sa education ng mga colleges about finance markets.
Mm-hmm.
Parang dapat yata ibaba na sa level ng mga at least college students, di ba?
Yes. So, actually, if I remember it correctly, a few years back, PSE had some kind of tie-up with Ateneo. Pero I don't know how long it lasted. Sandali lang ata eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, wala. Kulang talaga ng market education dito sa atin. So, sabi mo, nag-forex ka rin. Okay, dyan. Na-curious na ako eh.
Mm-hmm.
You were already trading the local market. Ano naman ang nagtulak sa'yo? Mag-forex ka?
Actually, sir, it was because you told me that technical analysis is applicable in all markets. So, na-intriga ako sa forex. Tapos, tinanay ko na lang siya.
So what was the biggest difference between forex and stocks?
Siguro the biggest difference, sir, is may leverage sa forex. Tapos yung volatility. Mas kailangan di naman kailangan lagi nakabantay. Pero 24 hours kasi yung forex. So kailangan from time to time balik-balikan mo yung chart na trinade mo.
No. Mm-hmm. That really is true kasi forex is a 24/5 market.
Mm.
Are you also going to join the bandwagon with everyone else that's also jumping into crypto?
Maybe, sir, soon.
Sige, wala ka nang tulugan dyan, ha? That's a 24/7 market. Okay, so ngayon naman, so far, what was the biggest lesson you learned?
Sir, is it okay if I give 5 lessons?
Go ahead.
Because some of the biggest lessons that were imparted to me while learning about trading came from the advice of my mentors. And one of the most impactful would be Sir Chuck's advice to me. And it's not to be jealous of other traders' performance. He told me this nung early March. And since then, I've been concentrating solely on my progress as a trader. He also told me that I should always manage the risk and to find my own style. The next advice I would give is having a full trading plan. The trader should have an entry, exit, cut loss, and look at the other possible scenarios. So this advice was given to me by Sir Bonner and Sir Louis. In one of my chats with Sir Louis, he told me that with this, I would get into the habit of thoroughly analyzing stocks, and it would become second nature to me when I screen stocks. It also makes planning and execution easier. The next two pieces of advice or lessons I learned is to develop a good imagination. Dahil minsan, kung sanay ka na mag-chart, you can already see what's happening in your mind. The other lesson is to choose your stocks wisely by basing it on its liquidity. And just by looking at the ticker when you watch the market, you can already see which stock is heavily traded regularly and who are one-day wonders. So this advice was given to me by Sir Bonner August last year. And this made me picky when choosing which stocks to buy. Then the last advice or lesson I would give is to be resilient. Because there will be times when the market will humble you. And if I may quote one line and one stanza from If by Rudyard Kipling, it's, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. And the stanza is, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose, and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will which says to them, hold on. I believe these lines gave me the conviction or the determination to still learn more, despite my few big wins and many small losses, because there will always be a lesson derived from the experience po.
Ang dami ka, maraming lessons ka na nakuha.
Opo, syempre galing sa inyo, sir.
Actually, I would agree with all of the lessons that you said, aside from the ones that I gave you.
Mm.
Uda, yung sinabi mo, do not be jealous of others. That's very true. And it's also very prevalent among all other traders. Ang gusto kong malalaman ngayon, since now you know how it was when you started, and now na mas may experience ka na, what kind of advice can you give someone who is just thinking about getting into the market?
One advice, maybe find a mentor, sir, who is, if you're keenly interested in learning the rudiments of technical analysis, you have to research sinong mentors yung pwede magturo sa'yo. You have to learn from them yung style nila and try to mix it with your own style.
Ang prevalent ata sa karamihan ngayon. No? And, we're talking in general. We're not talking about a specific number of people lang. Yung mga baguhan, I mean, it's not only now. Even when I was starting out, ganito rin sila. Pero the difference is, ngayon may internet, dati wala. Everyone wants to make a big killing kaagad. At the same time, many do not like to do their own research, their own homework. Gusto tip from this person or kung ano nung mga pwedeng sakyan. What can you say about that? Na yung mga umaasa sa ganyan lang. Di ba, ang alam lang nila is itong napag-aralan ko sa school, read the news, read the income statement, blah, blah, blah. So definitely coming out of school, getting into the market, it's all very bookish for them. So hindi naturuan na what you learn in school may not necessarily be applicable to real life. So yan ang yan siguro yung mas magandang tanong. What sort of advice can you give these new people?
Yun talaga, sir. My advice is to first do your research. You can watch YouTube channels, read a few books, and if you're really interested, you try to find a mentor who's really devoted in teaching you the basic rudiments of technical analysis. Kasi dun mag-foster yung discipline and consistency mo if you have a mentor na nagbabantay sa'yo. And you can ask them questions. Mas maganda if responsive yung mentor mo. Like me to Sir Bonner.
Oh, paminsan-minsan, nag-message si Nico out of the blue. Pero I do appreciate your questions kasi yung ako nakikita, you're practicing exactly what you learned. Not only from me, but from yung other mentors mo. But yeah, yun na nga. Hindi ba, ang mahirap ngayon, ang dami ng mga gustong kumita, ayaw mag-aral, gustong mag-aral, gusto libre. How are you gonna deal with that? Yung mga alam mo na, sorry, but I'll call it as I see it. How do you deal with freeloaders who want to make a big killing kaagad? Pero marami din dyan, they prefer looking at YouTube, getting the free resources. Okay yun, no? That's not bad. Pero pag sasabihin mo sa kanila, mag-seminar ka kasi dito may nagtuturo sa'yo, may mag-mentor and all that, ayaw nila may bayad. What can you say about those situations?
If I were to give an advice, it would be to really find a mentor who na-research mo na, especially if, mas maganda if veteran technical analyst siya, who's patient and responsive to you kasi you'll need the guidance of someone who's experienced in trading the market. And for sure, that mentor will help you foster the discipline and consistency you need in for your trading journey.
Nico, what attracted you to trading the market?
Yun po, sir. Yung 32% gain na tsambahan ko, sir. Yung nakwento ko kanina.
Okay.
So if parang, it's okay.
Yeah. So that really gave you the appetite for the market.
Opo, sir.
Yung profits.
at first. Kasi gusto ko ng consistent or passive income. Kasi yun yung nabasa ko sa book ni ng intelligent investor that time.
Parang mahirap yata ng kasi your course is business management, so parang more or less fundamental yung outlook out ng yung tinuturo sa inyo. Pero technical analysis is it's very different from fundamental analysis. So did you see some sort of disconnect there or parang hindi naman contradiction, parang sobrang laki naman ng difference ito, how can this work? Wala namang difference.
Meron sir, because I remember sir told me that there are two schools of thought. Yung fundamental analysis na you have to research on the macro and micro levels. Tapos pagdating naman sa technical, it's more on the chart lang, the price movement.
Do you apply what you learned in the classroom to your trading also?
Wala masyado sir.
Wala masyado. Pero meron din ano? Meron din.
Meron din onte sir.
Konti lang. So you don't actually broadcast to people?
Opo, tahimik lang po talaga ako sir. Hindi din ako yung type na nagsistory sa Instagram.
Kasi sometimes many people they say you must have heard na people say the stock market is like gambling. Anong naiisip mo pag naririnig mo yung mga ganong klaseng comment?
Di ko po masyado pinapansin. Unless kung kilala ko po, sasabihan ko po sila yung pag pinag-aralan nila, may kita nila yung opportunity sa market.
They would change their opinion, parang gano'n.
Okay. So parang ipipitch ko po yung idea na, if matuto ka ng technical analysis, tas ulit-ulitin mo lang kung tama yung strategy mo, kung effective siya. Malay mo, maging parang side hustle mo buong buhay mo. Or kung gusto mo gawin mong main na trabaho kung talagang naging interested ka na.
They might change their minds. Parang
opo.
What about that? Kasi sa if you go on YouTube, naglipanan na rin yung mga so-called stock market experts pitching pitching that. Sobrang bongga yung mga presentations nila. They're trying to attract investors. Do you see any value in these people who are hustling it that way?
Of course, sir, kasi I think kanya-kanyang naman yan, trip kung gusto nila maging ganun po. I don't really judge them much. Hindi ko rin masyado pinapansin.
Oo nga, parang kasi parang focus ka lang sa trading mo eh. Which is actually good, ha? I mean, parang you filter out the noise lang talaga eh.
Filter out the noise po.
Do you feel now... do you feel more confident in trading the market now? Siguro naman, ano?
Opo, sir. Kasi now, I think I'm more patient na po. And I just wait for the quality trades. And di ako yung napo-phone mo na po like before.
Patience is my weak point also. Pero do you see yourself doing this for a long time? Kasi many traders I know, like me, for example, retail traders, we started late na eh.
Yes sir. I think I'm gonna do this for a very long time. Siguro kung kaya pwede maging trabaho ko to. Kasi masaya po talaga ako pag nag-chart. Talaga nakaka-distress. And kahit di ako mag-trade, panoorin ko lang yung chart, natutuwa na ako.
Wow. That's unusual. Parang someone who is happy looking at the charts.
Nalaman ko yung kaya doon, Sir Chuck po. Sabihan niya ako na di-distress rin siya pag nag-chart. So, inaraw-araw ko after. Sabi ko, parang masaya nito.
Malaking difference, di ba, pag you look at your chart versus before na you're looking at news, you're looking at kung anong mga info. Mas simple eh.
Opo.
Oo.
Parang counterintuitive sa akin yun kasi since I was a journalist, I always watch the news.
Siyempre iba yung takbo ng how you gather information from before.
De, pero alam mo, Bonner, it's really, while I'm watching the news, I'm also looking at the ticker. Lagi tayo nag-uusap, parang, oh, ticker, parang may something's going on with the ticker. Yan ang naging habit ko. Yan ang, siguro, doon ako happy just watching the tail. Weird, no?
No, but that's what some people don't realize. Na sometimes that there are things that are happening in the market na wala namang news. So, syempre, lahat sila nagtataka, anong meron? Bakit gumagalaw to? Not everything is reported naman. Not until it becomes official. So, in the meantime, ayan, galaw lang siya. So, we'd like to thank our guest for today, Miko. Thank you for giving us your insights and your experience from when you started up to where you are now.
Maraming salamat din po, Sir Alquin, Sir Bonner.
Thank you, Miko.
Thank you. See you next time.
Ayan, boss. Mahusay na bata. Sipag mag-chart.
Sipag to.
Grabe. Tapos so young, no? Para nakakaingit nyo.
He's graduating. Tapos he's also trading the market. So pagdating niya sa after college, ready na to. Hindi lang ready, he's already in it.
Ayun, nakakaingit yung mga ganyan. Parang it makes you think na success should have started sooner at his age, no?
Oh, during I don't know about you, but during my time, nung college, wala eh. I wasn't even thinking about this.
Right.
Probably because hindi rin na-explain ng mabuti sa akin, so I had no interest in it. Hindi ba yung time na yun, magkahiwalay pa yung Makati and Manila Stock
Exchange. Manila.
Magkaiba yung presyo.
Confusing.
Oh.
Tsaka I think it's also indicative of yung sa educational system. I mean, it would really be nice if they would teach that in school. The stock market is a big part of our financial life.
It is, actually.
Economic life, di ba? So, the sooner the students know about this, baka the better. And participation will go up, di ba? Participation will go up. Although, siyempre, dapat it should be taught with caveats naman.
Oo. Kahit sabihin mo nang they offer this as an elective, okay. I don't think you can even force colleges like
the big schools.
Definitely not economics. I don't think you can force them to have a class like this. Eh. This is really more of an elective class. Pero malaking bagay if they took this and they're able to apply whatever they learned in that class when they already put their feet in the market.
In the US, ba, they have this in schools.
There is a school for this, the New York Institute of Finance.
But not in the big universities. Or may, siguro nga electives.
Barton, mga...
Siguro elective.
Not really too sure.
Sayang. Pero here in the Philippines, parang feeling ko it would be good sana. Just like, people advocating for personal finance.
Locally, see, the thrust is more on fundamentals talaga eh.
It's not considered bakit it's not considered more of an academic undertaking more than anything else. That's why it's not in the universities.
I'm not sure. Maybe it also lies in the thinking that parang naglulukuan lang itong mga nag-charge eh. Kasi drawing lang ang drawing eh.
Technical analysis is also a different subject eh. I mean, just how the stock market works.
Diba? It's a new way. What is that term, that German term that they call this? Ano to eh? Parang iba yung Weltanschauung.
Weltanschauung, worldview.
Yes. Iba yung ano, iba yung point of view talaga dito sa charts as against reading financial statements. So those are two different worlds talaga.
Oo. Parang nakikita mo yung disparity, the distance between these two worlds.
Oh,
whereas if you close that distance, it might be good, diba?
Yes. But we're not saying na we don't value the financial statements. Definitely if you're on the side that's trying to buy into the company, lalo na substantial yung ipapasok mo, you need that. Tsaka, as a trader, ibang usapan.
Tsaka my point kasi, boss, is that if sana they taught this in school, the chances of being na maluloko ka ng mga ibang mauutak na traders, eh baka less, substantially less, di ba?
Yes, so, well, wala eh, nandiyan pa rin talaga yung maraming ayaw matuto, gusto ng tip, gusto yung biglang kita, yung pala, kala mo biglang kita, ikaw palang pinagkakitaan.
I think that's something that also can be solved if the information, education was made available in more formal venues, like maybe nga, universities and schools, yes. Diba?
Oh.
Talking about information,
mukhang yes.
It's now time for our weekly PSEI Outlook, courtesy of Boss Bonner.
Okay. Here we go again. Dahil mukhang it's another week of wondering ano na naman ang mangyayari sa atin.
Parang nail-biting na naman tayo nito. Parang
hindi, parang ano to eh. Parang andyan na, hinila na naman. Tapos ayan uli, hinila na naman. So parang urong-sulong eh. So what are we talking about here? We are already on the verge of completing the right shoulder for the head and shoulders that we saw since last year. Ang masakit dito, pag dumating ang time, na-break nga yung neckline nito, malalim to. 20% ang sinasabi natin downside target. No? That's quite substantial. But for the moment, it looks like, kaya ang itsura ng index eh. Oh, umaakyat naman. I'm sure that there are some people who are already reading what we've been issuing every week. Eh, hindi naman totoo yung sinasabi mo. Hindi naman bumabagsak eh. Umaakyat. Correct, umaakyat nga. But that is a small part of the right shoulder and what it's turning out to be. It looks like we have a rising wedge. Medyo maiksi pa. Pero this rising wedge in itself is enough to push the index back down to 6.5 if ever natuluyan to. Okay. So pag nasa 6.5 tayo, who's to say hindi na to tutuloy down to the level of the neckline, which is around 6.3. That's just 200 points away.
Oo nga.
So in short, andyan pa rin ang bearishness. Hindi natin matatanggi na sa laki ng pattern nito, mahirap i-ignore to.
Yung
indicators are a bit bullish, but that's for the short term.
What's the downside to the head and shoulders, sir?
Well, for now, what we are looking at is roughly around 6.3 35 ang neckline, downside 20%. So easily, well, hindi naman diretso yung bagsak nito, but the downside target is, lagay natin 5,000.
Sige, that's the downside of the head and shoulders, clarifying natin, ha?
Yes, saka, but take note that our neckline is slanting upwards, kaya everyday paiba ng paiba lagi yung numbers dito.
Tsaka this is ano, this is hindi naman dire-diretsong mahihit niya yan eh.
Ay, hindi yan diretsong 20% down. That's too big of a drop.
Oo. Ano na yun? Major catastrophe na makakakos ng ganyan eh.
Yes. Ang mahirap lang dito. No? This is already happening around the end of Ghost Month, which should be around next week. Now, so dapat September, papasok na. Seasonally, September, dyan na medyo nagiging ng momentum para lumakas ang fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
You have a bearish pattern here. And fourth quarter is coming in. So the big question mark for me now is, magiging malakas pa ba ang fourth quarter natin up to first quarter of next year? Because this head and shoulders really just isn't going away.
Pwede. Is there a chance that this can be a false pattern na at some point in time it can change because naging bullish ang market?
Sa tingin ko, the only way this will happen is if it breaks the neckline and then hindi siya tumuloy pa baba, bumalik siya kagad sa taas ng neckline. So that means you have a false head and shoulders. From bearish, you turn bullish immediately.
What's the level of that, sir?
Yung mga 6,335, mga ganun. Pagka na-break niya yan, tapos bumalik siya kagad pa akyat, wala okay. Na yung Wala okay. Nang head and shoulders yan.
Okay. So, that's it. Abang-abang na lang tayo for this trading week. It's a shortened trading week. It's only 4 days. So, that's our episode for today. This has been Trendspotting in the PSE. I'm your co-host, Alquin Papa. And as they always say, knowledge is always a good investment.
And I'm Bonner Detok. Remember, the trend is your friend.
Bye.
Bye, guys.